What is up, everybody? This is Ryan here with the Sales and Marketing Build Freedom Show. Super happy to have you on today. I am going to go through one of the things that I've seen absolutely crush people in, whether they're trying to start their business, grow a revenue team, you name it. And it's been really losing a deal to a phantom, a ghost, really no decision at all. And it's one of the most frustrating things when you spend months, sometimes even years, on trying to close really, really large whale deals. And all of a sudden, they decide to do nothing. So it's one of the suckiest situations you could be in. But I'm going to break down how to overcome that. And it really, really becomes simple when you apply this three-step framework. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics that the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley with the Sales and Marketing Build Freedom Show. Really happy to have you on today. I'm going to go into how to stop losing your whale prospects to a no decision. And this is something that I had to learn the hard way and went through hundreds and hundreds and thousands of cycles of probably thousands. I don't want to over-exaggerate. Maybe over 1,000, right? Of seeing really large deals with massive amounts of time, resources, energy, and emotion put into it that at the end resulted in absolutely nothing. Not even you not getting the deal or losing to a competitor, but literally to the point where the customer or prospect decided to do nothing. And these are deals that are not for the faint of heart, mind you. These are deals that start all the way down. It could be a simple deal, and it depends on where you're at in your career or your company, but it could be as little as $30,000, right? Now it could scale up to 100,000. It could be 500,000. It could be 1 million. It could be 3 million, 10 million, you name it. There's one that was even 20 million that we partook in. And so what you're going to find from this though, is there's a way to kind of overcome that. Not kind of, there's a way to overcome that. So you're going to want to write some of this down. It's very simple, and it's a three-step framework that I kind of look at. And one of the things that I've seen really truly helps with this area are the three questions of the career is what I call. And you're probably like, okay, well, that's great, Ryan, but what exactly does that mean? So it breaks down to three areas. There's career priorities, career KPIs, and career vision. And these are for the people that you're selling to. And now granted, I talked about recently in one of the past episodes about three things that are totally changing how buyers make decisions now in 2021. And one of the key things was that, and you can listen back to it, it's maybe two or three episodes prior to this one, really great content on there. One of the key factors was that it goes from approximately, I think on average, there's 4.7 decision makers involved or people involved in the buying process. And through COVID, that's arched up to 6.7. Now, if you're talking really large deals, $100,000 plus, you could be in the 10 to 20 to even 30 range, and which sounds ridiculous, but one of the things that I've noticed not only cuts the time down exponentially in terms of how fast the sales process goes, but at the same time, it essentially also, I mean, it could massively increase closing rates as well. And so I'm going to give you some examples. So the three questions of the career, we talked about career priorities, and this is always really important because timing is one of the most important things that you could literally account for when you're dealing with a prospect. Because you've probably seen the chart, but on average, only 3% of customers or prospects are in market. And that's relevant to timing. So how you relate that to the individual you are selling to is really identifying what's the most important thing in their career right now. Okay. And you can ask that question. What is the most important thing in your career right now? And I'll give you an example of how this massively accelerated a deal from dead to done, right? And this is an example of one of my clients was working with. It was a really large opportunity. They had a C-level contact, and essentially that C-level contact got demoted. And so that person was able to pull the trigger. They spent a lot of time, energy, and effort building a business case, doing all those components, but essentially that person got demoted, which happens. People get demoted, people change. I think C-level life cycle for like a CIO now is like 16 months, same for a VP of sales. And so what you're starting to see is you have to get deals done fast. Otherwise, you have to start all over again if they take too long. And so in this situation, that's kind of what happened. Basically, the deal stalled and it was dead for 4 months. Just nothing was happening. What happened was, come to find out, there was a new employee in a related area, like a different department. So this was supply chain and procurement, whereas he was working with someone that was the president before, found out there was a new employee. And the number one priority for that new employee was to get some quick wins. And so just by aligning the solution that they were proposing to what that person needed at the right time, and it wasn't even alignment with the bigger company initiative, it was more aligned with that individual, almost felt like they had a gun to their head to produce right away and wanted to create a result. And basically, he positioned it so that he was a vehicle for achieving that result in real fast period of time, and they could scale. So this is the first part of a massive, massive deal. However, he's getting in now in a non-competitive nature, which means he's going to have really, really big margins on the back end. So that's number one, career priorities. Hello, and I appreciate you listening to the show today. I love my listeners and I love helping my customers. One of the things that I've been able to do with some of the customers that I've been working with is, for example, a $6 million SaaS company helped them implement a seven-figure sales system in which they got a 1.5 month ROI on the entire engagement fee that I offered them by one person spending 25% of their time. And this person wasn't even in sales. So these are core principles that helped me scale from $0 to $30 million in annual recurring revenue with only four people. In addition, another client that I'm working with was able to 10x their licensing fee, their SaaS licensing fee, and they are really, really just on the early side of starting. So if you're interested in learning more, apply through www.scalerevenue.io/apply, www.scalerevenue.io/apply. Look forward to seeing your application. If you are interested and qualify, you'll receive a follow-up note and we can jump on the phone and identify what the opportunity is exactly for you and your organization. Number two, the questions of the career KPIs. Okay. So the next question you want to ask is, okay, for your role, after they ask what's the most important thing in your career right now, they answer that, right? And then you could also say, hey, you know, for your role, what is success for you and how is it measured? What is success for you and how is it measured? And a quick example of that was, you know, this was the first enterprise deal I got. It was a $2 billion company. And I was really, really junior on. I mean, I was probably only in outside sales for 4.5 years. But this was a $2 billion company and the contract size was, let's see, 30K, three. I think it was probably close to over $1 million, $1.5 million maybe, right in that range, $1 million to $1.5 million. And one of the things that was really eye-opening is I found out once I asked this question, and once again, this was someone who basically had almost a reverse quota. And what I mean by a reverse quota is they got compensated directly with a bonus based on how much cost they saved. So that was a KPI. That was a measurement of success, not only for a bonus annually, but also for their career path if they wanted to accelerate. And so what happened was I found out that this person had, and I even got to the point where they gave me the number. They said, okay, I got to save $5 million in order for me to hit my bonus. And I'm like, okay, well, where are you tracking right now? Well, I'm at 3 million and, you know, there's 3 months to go for the year. So I really got to pull a rabbit out of my hat to get to that number. And so what I asked him is like, okay, well, how is that measured? And he's like, okay, basically the savings has to start, even if it's a 12-month program, within, you know, this calendar year. So what we did is we structured the program and offered some upfront incentives to bridge that gap. And now, granted, he wasn't getting the millions of dollars to that point, right? All at the same time. However, it chipped away and we front loaded the savings on the opportunity, but made the overall dollar amount larger. So it was like an upfront rebate that we provided. And so it was a really creative construction of the deal. But what happened is, because we did it that way and we understood what was the biggest and most important thing for his career KPIs, that deal got done like instantly after that. Biggest deal I ever got to that point, it got done instantly. And so that same thing can happen for you, right? So just as a quick recap, for those of you writing it down and write these down, these are really simple and easy. Career priorities. What's the most important thing in your career right now? Career KPIs for your role. What is success and how is it measured, right? Okay. And then last but not least is for the questions of the career vision. You know, what is your vision for your job and your career? And an example of that was we were working with a Fortune 50 company. I think it's Fortune 100, Fortune 50. And one of the things you'll see is that essentially this contact, we asked him that question. He's like, some people are motivated to stop working as much, right? That might be their main career aspiration is like, how do I get the same results in? But at the same time, how do I truly have a more balanced life? However, there's others that really want to climb the corporate ladder, right? They want to get promoted. If they're a manager, they want to go to director. If they're a director, they want to go to VP. If you're a VP, they want to go to the C level, right? So that's usually the natural progression. And so one of the things that was important to that contact at the time is that he wanted to get promoted. He was at the manager level and he wanted to get promoted to director, senior director. And so we talked to him about that and understood what his timelines were. So the really beautiful thing about it though, is if you understand not only what's important to them now, which was the first question, how are they evaluated, which is the second question. And third question is, where do they want to go? What's the outcome that they want? And so by knowing that this guy wanted to get promoted, we were able to link our solution and not only link our solution to that outcome of him producing results, but we also coached him on how to position it upward so that politically he had the opportunity to get promoted. Basically, just kind of like how you look at a deal that has a lot of different people involved with it and bringing it to fruition and getting it done. The other thing is really understanding the political dynamics. So just like you're trying to understand the political dynamics of a big deal with a lot of people involved, it's hypercritical to know that. And so then we basically, by understanding the account and the hierarchy and the org structure and all that, we kind of gave him insights on how he could position our solution with the outcome it produced as a win to senior management to help get him promoted. In which, even though we did not, in the time frame that I was there, the deal did not get done, he leveraged that and actually did get promoted. So what I would tell you is those three areas speak to people at an individual level. They could massively help you get a deal done because you're finding out what's important to them at the time. You're finding out how they get measured. And at the same time, you're finding out what's important to them long term. So if you could help them with those three areas, a lot of times you're going to get bigger and bigger deals. And at the same time, they're going to go way faster. So hope this is highly valuable for you today. Like I said, I've seen this work in real time just by applying one of these three principles. So if you stack all three, imagine what the opportunities are for you, your company, and your business. So thanks for joining me today. Look forward to seeing you. If you like this, please, please, please share it on social. Give a rating for it. I'm really working on getting better and better at these to continue to provide more and more value in crisper timeframes. And as you can tell, I got better sound today. That was one of the gaps in my game. I was not happy with the sound quality. Got a new mic, got a new system set up. So hope you enjoyed this and look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career changing in terms of the content. Essentially what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.